From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Schools reopen in Broward County a week from today. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman recently spoke with grief counselor Pat Stauber, who worked with people in Parkland immediately after the February shooting. Stauber provided some insight into why this back-to-school season is particularly tough for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students.
A lot of students and teachers are feeling anxious about going back to school. Some of them tell me it's worse now than it was right after the shooting when school reopened.
The initial reaction is numbness, shock, disbelief. That is nature's way of cushioning us from extreme trauma. It's like when you cut your finger. It doesn't hurt at first, but an hour later it's killing you. The numbness helps us not feel the full impact of the trauma when it first happens. And that numbness can last weeks, months. And what you're probably seeing is some of that is wearing off right now.
How would you suggest parents or teachers check in with kids about how they're handling the trauma?
The thing is, there's coping and then there's the grief. So coping's all the tools that one might use to, in a sense, distract oneself from the grief, going to church, being with friends, helping someone else. Grieving is the sadness, the hurt of having lost friends, and the grief of a safe and secure world. Grief about having a normal adolescence, you know. Sometimes people are going to be in coping mode and they're not going to want to address the grief. Sometimes they're in grieving and it's hard to cope. So both things need to be going on, and parents just need to be tuned in to being supportive, loving, still setting boundaries with kids, and asking them what they need, and the kids being able to say, Mom, I need help with this, or Dad, I need help with this. So it's keeping the communication open.
That was grief counselor Pat Stauber speaking with WLRN's Jessica Bakeman. As Florida students return to school in the coming weeks, there are some basic things that they're going to need to get through the school year. Now, nationwide, teachers pay on average about $600 per year out of pocket for school supplies. For 25 years, a Florida nonprofit has provided those supplies to public and charter school teachers in Miami-Dade County. Andrea Perdomo has the story.
We get a stapler and a pack of paper. Maybe some pens.
Those are the items provided to North Miami High teacher Dwan Hunt McLean at the start of the school year.
Everything else is on us.
Hunt McLean is at the Ocean Bank Center for Educational Materials in Medley. She is filling a shopping cart with donated school supplies.
Coffee, paper clips, paper towels, copier paper, Lysol wipes, felt squares, folders, binder clips.
They're shopping for their classrooms because there isn't enough money to give the teachers all the supplies they need to make learning come alive.
Linda Leach is the president of the Education Fund. It was created to find ways for the private sector to help improve public education. The Ed Fund partnered with Ocean Bank to provide a space for businesses to donate school supplies in 1993.
We kicked off the program as a way to provide a resource for teachers and to provide a way for the community to donate.
There is a long waiting list. Go to WLRN.org for more information. I'm Andrea Perdomo in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.